This is Allison Stanfield, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. First, though, I want to make sure that you know about the Cultivate Collectors class. This is the class that I teach that helps you really build strong relationships with the people that are most likely to buy art from you. I really want this class to be of benefit to all of my listeners. So check it out. It's at artbizcoach.com/cc.html. Today I've got more about Facebook for you. In particular, we're going to talk about turning Facebook friends into fans. It takes some effort, but it can be done. Now, if you've been on Facebook for a while, you probably started with a personal profile and tried to friend as many people as possible. You want to get those numbers, right? Then you realize that you need a business page, not just a personal profile, because one, business pages are public and are indexed by search engines. Let me say that again. Business pages are public and are indexed by search engines. And two, Facebook doesn't allow business promotions on profile pages. So now that you have a business page, you're probably wondering how you're going to get your friends, the people that you friended for your personal profile, to become fans, to like your business page. Here are 7 steps to help you with the process. After creating your business page, which is also called a fan page, add content to your wall and photos of your art. You don't want your page to look empty. It should look alive and used, even without a large number of fans. Why? Because you want it to look active before you start telling people about it. You want people to like it, so there's got to be something there. Step 2, send a private message to your 10 best friends on Facebook and ask them if they will please like your page. Having someone like your page turns them into fans. While they're there, encourage them to write a note on your wall, on your business page wall. This should make the page look a little livelier. Step 3, post a note to your personal profile wall inviting all of your friends to become fans. Do this at least once a week for the first month and then monthly thereafter. 4, as soon as you have 25 fans, you can go to facebook.com/username and snag a good URL for your Facebook page. You want something that's easier to remember than the string of letters and numbers that Facebook randomly generates. For example, Lorena Fernandez's fan page is facebook.com/LorenaFernandezArt. My fan page is at facebook.com/ArtBizCoach. Step 5, add your fan page URL, including the http://, to your short bio that appears in the left sidebar of your personal profile. It's not going to show up as a blue hyperlink, but it is still live and clickable. Step 6, suggest your fan page to your friends on Facebook. Here's how to do that. From your fan page, click on Suggest Page to Friends in the left sidebar. If you have your friends broken down into lists, this makes it a little bit easier because you can select a list and then click on Select All. Facebook automatically eliminates any friend who is already a fan, which is pretty cool. Finally, step 7, get out of the habit of asking people to friend you on Facebook. Instead, encourage them to become fans. Add your fan page link to your website, your blog sidebar, and your signature block. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield. Hey, why don't you go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, an email version of this podcast.